Today, Kenneth Copeland shares about the ability of God's love to bring stability, peace, and strength. It affects the key decisions we make in life. Join him as he establishes core value number one, love one another.
You know, this is an extremely important thing. The more that you read the words of Jesus, over and over and over, he kept saying, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Well, now, after reading that over these years, over and again, and listening to the Lord about it, anything that he says more than, I mean, if he said it one time, that's important, right? But if he said it more and more and more and more and more, I mean, that means this is big. This is big in heaven, and it ought to be big with us. Amen. And it flooded my heart and spirit to realize that if he said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear," that is the same as his saying, "If you will listen, I've got something to say." Amen. What would be the use in him telling us to have ears to hear if he didn't have anything to say? Or if the most of us were just so spiritually out of place with him that he didn't have anything to say but to about 10% of us. That's the way most people think. No. Do you have ears?
Yes.
He's got something to say.
Yes.
Amen. He is not an absentee God. He's not an absentee Lord. He is not an absentee Father. Glory to God. He has something to say about everything. Well, I got some news for you. So do you. We have something to say about everything. What do we have to say? Whatever he says first. Amen. We ought to be one word behind God all the time. All the time. I'm just one word behind God. Amen. All right. Now then, before we, you can go ahead and open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 3. Before we read this scripture, you can hold your place there and go to the 112th Psalm. Psalm 112. And let's read scripture that tells us what core value is. And we're talking about our core values, the things that are of the utmost importance in our lives and in the kingdom of God. If they're big to God, they ought to be big to us. Amen. Now, the 112th Psalm, I want you to notice it says, "Blessed is the man." I'm interested already.
Amen.
Blessed is the man. Okay, I'm the man. Now go ahead. "Blessed is the man that fears or honors the Lord and delights greatly in his commandments." The blessing comes from delighting greatly in whatever God says do. "His seed shall be mighty upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever." Now there's a scripture right there that forever fouls up the whole poverty doctrine. This is a man that God has blessed. He has a house. It's full of wealth and riches, and his righteousness is intact. Amen. "Under the upright there arises light in the darkness. He's gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man shows favor and lendeth. He'll guide his affairs with direct discretion. Surely He shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Why? Because his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. His heart is established. It's fixed and it is established. So his core values are in place. He has first things first, and whatever God has commanded, he has said, I am yours to command, I receive it. And the result was the blessing of the Lord. Now, there are certain things in our lives that don't need to be prayed about but once. I am a believer. We don't pray about that anymore, whether or not I'm a believer. I am a believer. You see me 200 years from today, I'm going to still have a smile on my face, and I'll say, good morning, I'm a believer. Amen. I don't ever change. My heart's fixed. All right, let's talk about walking by faith. I walk by faith. I live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Amen. I don't have to pray about whether I'm going to live by faith anymore. That decision has been made. It was made over 40 years ago, praise God, and it's not changing. No, that core value is in place. I am called to preach the gospel. I'll never do anything else. There's no alternative for me. Amen. Live, die, praise God. I live by faith, die by faith, preach by faith, live by faith, die by faith, praise God. You know what? Faith people ought to die big. Praise God. I mean, we ought to die laughing, you understand? Amen. Those are core values and they're fixed. They're fixed in place. I don't have to decide whether or not Gloria Copeland is my wife. There is no alternative, you understand? That is a core value that's been in place for over 52 years, and it ain't changing. Do you know, she and I were laughing about something the other day, and I said, Gloria, when was the last argument you and I had? She said, I don't know. I said, I don't either. I just wondered if you remembered. She said, no, I really don't. Amen. Now, let me make a strong suggestion to you. Buddy, that's living. Praise God. Amen. You know how to do that? You learn, yes, dear. Amen. You remember what Brother Keith Moore taught us during the Southwest Believers Convention? It's so nice to see you. I don't care what they said. It's so nice to see you. There are certain things that are core values, and that's one of them. Yes, dear, is a core value. Oh, yeah. The thing of it is you laugh, but Gloria is the same way. We are yes, dear, one another. That's the way we live, and that's the reason we can't even remember the last argument that we had. Amen. And whatever it was my fault, so I forgot it quick as I could. Because she never would fuss in the first place. And I finally realized, hey, this is a waste of time. I can't get the woman to fight. Now, amen. So, love and walking in love primarily, number one, because Jesus said to. Now, the benefits are enormous, but we don't start with the benefits. We start with the fact that Jesus commanded it. And that settles it. That makes it core value number one. Right up on top. All of the rest are subject to it. You can't make faith the number one. Living by faith, just shall live by faith. You can't make that the number one core value because faith works by love. Amen? And on loving God, loving your neighbor, and loving your brother, even as he loves the brethren, amen, on that hang all of the gifts of the Spirit, amen, all of the law and the prophets. You can't, I remember something that Charles Capps said to me one time, and it just, it's worth repeating every time you think of it. He said, you can't build the third story first. Now that's deep, brother. You can't do that. You can't build story three without number two and number one. You can't even build the first story without the foundation. So what is the foundation? Yeah, you got it. See, the rest of the house depends on and hangs on that number one core value, which is the commandment of love. Amen. All right. 1 John, are you there? Well, I'm not. Hang on. Okay. 1 John chapter 3. Let's begin with the 21st verse. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him. Did you hear that? Now that's strong benefit, isn't it? Whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment. Now, before we read that, don't look at it. Don't cheat. What is His commandment? You missed it. Okay, now uncover it and let's read what it says the commandment is. This is one of the problems. Amen. This is His commandment that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave commandment. You can't leave out the name part. Amen. And we'll find out why in a moment, because it's very simple. And he that keeps His commandments dwells in Him. Now, you see that? He that believes on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, dwells in Him. Ah, you can't just be religious and get this done. You're going to have to be born again to get this done. You can't keep this commandment. This thing that's coming up here in a moment, you can't keep it. You can't do it. It's been tried for centuries, and it can't not be done in the natural flesh of man. Can't be done. Now, he that keeps His commandments, he that believes on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and loves the brethren and loves his neighbor dwells in him, and hereby we know that he abides in us by the Spirit he has given us. Aha! So this is dependent on the Spirit that he has given us dwelling in us in active form. Amen? Now, what do we know about the Spirit that dwells within us? Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will lead and guide you into all truth. He'll show you things to come. He will glorify me. He will take what's mine and show it unto you. All that the Father has is mine, and I say again, he'll take what's mine, show it unto you. Now then, the Spirit of truth. All right, one step further. Jesus said in the 17th chapter of John, you might as well turn there because we're going there anyway. The prayer that Jesus prayed right before he went to the cross. John chapter 17. In the 17th verse. Now, Jesus is praying this. You think Jesus prayed in faith? Oh, yeah. Amen. So this is a forever prayer, right? 16th verse, they are not of this world, even as. May I make a very strong suggestion to you? Every time you see Jesus say, even as, put a star around it, underline it, whatever you do to get your attention in your Bible. Very important. And we'll see some more of those in a minute. Verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So the Spirit of truth is the Spirit of the Word. Amen. You with me so far?
Amen.
All right. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God. The Jews translate that into the English, in the beginning, the Blessed One created the heavens and the earth. Now, darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving on the face of the deep. Now, first mentions in the Bible are extremely important. The first mention of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of the Word, he's moving. Amen. That means he's always moving. He is always moving. Let me say it to you again. He is always moving. Now, but while he was moving on the face and the darkness of the deep, nothing was happening. He's moving. That's happening. But it's still dark. Until those words. Remember, he's the Spirit of truth, but he's the Spirit of the Word. He's moving. But when those words, light be, and in that moment, that split second of time, light was. Because the moving Spirit of the Word created. 24 hours, 16 billion miles plus of universe. Hallelujah. Just because two words were spoken and the Spirit of truth went into action, not just moving. So the Spirit of God is in you. The Spirit of God is in you. Then he's moving. Now, whether or not there's any action is going to depend on what you're saying.
Amen. Oh, ain't this fun? Amen. Now, thank you, Lord. Look then in the 26th verse. I have declared unto them your name and will declare it. So there's the name, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them. Now there is the reason. That's the reason you can, and it's the reason you can't. Amen. If you have not believed on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, you can't love one another as He gave commandment. Because the only way you can is if the love wherewith God loved Jesus is in your spirit, and it came in there when you were born again, shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of the Word, and the Spirit of love. Amen. That moment, that same love wherewith God loved Jesus came into your and my spirit, man. Changes everything. This changes everything.
If my people, which are called by my name,
shall humble themselves and pray,
and seek my face,
and turn from their wicked ways,
then will I hear from heaven,
and will forgive their sins,
and will heal their land.
2 Chronicles 7:14.
You may be thinking,
can a few people like us
actually change the whole nation?
No nation is
so far gone
that God can't change it.
Notice something about that scripture.
It says,
if my people,
God didn't say it would take
everybody
in the nation to get things turned around.
He said,
my people.
God will do the healing.
Our job is to pray,
believe,
and seek His face
today.
God has equipped you as a believer with His word, love, forgiveness, and power to transform everything around you. The Live Free and Change Your Nation package will help you bring God's blessing into your neighborhood, region, and country. Become God's agent of change with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's book, One Word from God Can Change Your Nation. You have the spiritual influence through the Word in prayer to turn any situation into victory. A Lifestyle of Love teaching series by Kenneth Copeland shows you how God's love and forgiveness are vital to experiencing true freedom. Establish love as a core value in you and your family. From Faith to Faith, the popular word-based daily devotional by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland provides daily empowerment to overcoming life's challenges. Proclaim God's word and victory in prayer. You hold the keys to living free and changing your nation.
Order your copy of the Live Free and Change Your Nation package, available on CD for $27.97 or on DVD for $32.97. Log on to kcm.org/TV special or call our toll-free number and request your package today. Let your freedom in Christ impact your world and change the lives of those around you. Develop your faith and walk in victory. For an additional 10% off, order Live Free and Change Your Nation package online.
Now, I said something during that broadcast that I want to remind you of. This is supernatural love. Natural love is bankrupt. I mean, you put it under pressure and it'll fall. But the love of God never fails. So now, let me read this to you right here from Romans chapter 5. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. But now, wait a minute. You back up here. Just a few verses said, He was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification or our righteousness. Therefore, being made righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So this comes as you accept Him as your Lord
and your Savior, and your whole inner man is totally, completely changed. It's not just forgiven. It is born again. That's the phrase Jesus used. Now, Romans chapter 10, which is just only five more chapters over here. If you shall confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. So pray this with me right now. Oh God in heaven, pray it out loud when you hear yourself. Oh God in heaven, I believe with all my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart, please, sir, right now. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I repent of sin. I renounce it. I renounce the past. And I renounce the devil and everything he stands for. And I thank you, sir. Fill me now, please, with your precious Holy Spirit. I receive you, Holy Spirit, into my spirit and into my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. God's love came into your spirit, man, right then. Now you have the spiritual capacity to love. Amen. You're new on the inside. You're a new person. You're not just human anymore. You're supernatural human. Praise God. Glory to God. If you prayed that prayer with me, here's what I want you to do. Just let me know. Use the information on your screen. And I want to send you this little book, free and postpaid, help you get started reading your Bible. Amen. I'll see you again tomorrow. Till then, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus did it all for you. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org/salvation and learn more about your new life in Christ. Let God's grace abound toward you and live in the blessing. Join us live for America Stands 2014, November 4th, starting at 7 p.m. Central Time on BDOV.TV. Live election coverage, up-to-the-minute poll results with special guest interviews including Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle. A night of faith, prayer, and the Word. Get God's perspective on government and our nation. This is the place to be. Watch America Stands 2014 live on BVOV.TV and the KCM Roku channel.